Lactose in Kansas is probably not on your way to most places you need to get. Yet many people go out of their way to get to this little town. It's all because of one man who grew up there, served his church, and served his country. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It was the spring of 1951. Father Emil Capon, a chaplain and priest, was a POW in North Korean camp. Soldiers had been inspired by his bravery in battle and his care for their needs. He continued to minister to them, but his health was failing.
Held the two sticks up in the form of the cross and said, "This is the victory that will overcome the world."
Harriet Bina shares the story of Emil Capon from Pilsen, Kansas. The POW's captors ordered Capon to the camp hospital. Capon died on May 23, 1951. It was believed he was buried in a mass grave at the camp. Over 60 years later, it was learned a small group of soldiers had buried Capon in a separate grave. His body had later been moved to the Punchbowl Cemetery in Honolulu, but remained unidentified until former soldiers and the military began to put the pieces together of the story. His body was later identified, brought back home here to Pilsen for 2 days before being interred at the cathedral in Wichita. Locals in Pilsen wanted a way to recognize Capon's role in the war.
They were concerned the children were starting to forget who this was. And they got together and talked it over, and they decided to do a statue. They pooled their money. They found out they only had enough money for the head.
But the group found a way to create a full statue that speaks to Capon's life and ministry.
The Pilsen people, originally, when they designed it, they were going to have Father in his vestments, because that's really how they knew him. And the diocese said no. He became famous as a military chaplain.
The statue depicts Father Capon carrying a fellow soldier 40 miles, which he did in real life. The beautiful church here continues to hold weekly mass, and the old rectory is a museum to Capon's life. He is currently in the process to become recognized as a saint in the Catholic Church, and people from hundreds of miles come to this small town to learn more about his life. Traveling the countryside in Pilsen, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.